Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Central Bank of India earnings conference call for the Q1 FY 2023, hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I'd now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Suhail Halai from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Vikram. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to Central Bank of India's first quarter FY 2023 earnings call. Thanks Rao sir and the management team of Central Bank of India to provide us this opportunity to host the call. Today, we have with us senior management team from Central Bank of India, led by Mr. M. V. Rao, MD and CEO, Mr. Alok Srivastava, Executive Director, Mr. Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Mr. Rajiv Puri, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul Dandige, CFO. Now, without further delay, I hand over the call to Rao sir for his opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Rao sir.
Yeah, very good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for participating in this con call. I'm very happy to share with all of you that this is the fifth straight quarter the bank is making the net profit. Our balanced approach has kept the bank in the orbit of controlled growth path. This I will be sharing the highlights, and again, I will come to the specifics for any clarification that is required. As far as our total business is concerned, now it stands at 5.37 lakh crores, registering a growth of 6.04%. Then gross advances is now stands at 1.94 lakh crore with a growth of 11.08%. RAM advances, now it is at 1.27 lakh crore. The guidance what we have given earlier, our balanced approach, we are maintaining 65-35 composition. That is RAM is 65 and 35 is corporate. Though we have given a range of 65-70 and 30-35, now we are maintaining 65-35 in this June quarter. Our net NPA, now it has come down to 3.93%. If you compare with the previous June, it was 5.09%. Then slippage ratio and credit cost, I will come when details, you know, when I will be presenting. CRAR, we are comfortable at 13.33%. PCR, that is provision coverage ratio, has now gone up to 86.61%. Now in the small details, a quick wrap up. This is the network what we have. Customer touch points is 18,171, with brick-and-mortar branches is 4,528, and our ATMs 2,999, and BC outlets 10,644. Among this liability part, total deposits that was 3.42 lakh crore, in which CASA is 1.74 lakh crore, that is 51.15%. Then total advances 1.94, in this RAM is 1.27, and corporate is 66,963. We have an improved CD ratio when compared with the previous June, which was earlier  52.9%. Now we have reached it to 57.04%. Coming to the credit RWA, because though we have 1,94,648, our total credit RWA, that is risk-weighted assets, is 1,24,259. That is 63.84% of the total advances. That means you can evaluate the good rated portfolio in our credit book. Our loan book is also very much diversified. 28% is under retail and 19% with the agriculture loans, 18% with the MSME, among the RAM itself. Corporate credit, I told you 35%, total stands at 1.94. under sanction and disbursement. Now with the changes in our structures, what we did in the previous year, and some processes we have changed, and there is an appreciable increase in our sanctions and disbursements. In the previous June quarter, it was earlier 8,031 crores was the total disbursement, total sanctions. This time it has moved up to 20,154. And in similar way in disbursements, earlier in the June quarter we could able to do 6,066 crore. This June quarter we could able to disburse 11,210. So there is an appreciable increase in our sanctions and disbursement. And going with the RWA, that is just 63.84%, that gives your insights into the quality of the portfolio what we are enhancing. And in co-lending, you may be aware that now we were having the first mover advantage, and then total outstanding as on 38 June stands at 2,342. And as far as the mandated targets are concerned in priority sector, agriculture, weaker section advances, we are well above the mandated targets, and we have also earned a decent amount in our PSLC sales. And regarding the SMA, this will be the most interesting part for all of you. In the June, we used to have 16,000 crores, June 21, and it has slightly dipped in the March by 14,924, that is around 15,000. Now we are at 13,700. Even in this, if you see the bifurcations of above 5 crores and below 5 crores, above 5 crores we are comfortably placed, that is the total amount is only 1,200. Where SMA 0 is 700 and 300 crores in SMA 1 and 200 crores in SMA 2. As far as the up to 5 crores, there is a number which is around 12,500, which is less than the March 22, and we are well equipped to deal with this portfolio as we have the expertise and also a lot of reach at the ground level with the retail and MSME borrowers. And coming to the NPA classification, total net NPA is 3.93. In retail, it is 1.53, and agriculture 9%, MSME 5, and corporate is 2.3. And this gross NPA, that is still at 14.90. Going forward, we were in the previous one, we were expecting some accounts will be taken over by the NARCL. But still there are issues to be sorted out. I think it may take some more time. Meanwhile, for the next quarter, we are figuring out how we can reduce the gross NPA. It may not have the impact on any of the issues as far as the bank functioning is concerned. And most importantly, the net NPA, which was 5.09 in June 21, now it is at 3.93. So there is a lot of improvement in this, and going forward, we will be sticking to our earlier guidance of 3.5. And when you come to the NPA movement, the closing balance, opening balance was 28,156, closing was 29,002. That is, there is an increase in the gross NPA because of the three major accounts in the corporate, that is the future group 3 accounts and one Bajaj Hindustan, these accounts, they were turned into NPA. That's why there is an increase in the gross NPA. Coming to the slippage ratio, where I will be spending 1 minute extra for giving a picture how this has come. Overall, it is 1.29. And if we can drill down to the specifics, in agriculture, in total, there is a 2,100 crores slippage was there, of which 1,020 crores are from the corporate portfolio, the accounts which I already shared with you. And in agriculture, 326 crores was slipped, that is 1%. And in retail, 217 crores slipped into NPA, that is 0.43%. And in MSME, it was 530 crores, that is 1.8. So overall, in corporate, it was 2.03. So overall, it is 1.29% slippage ratio, and the way SMAs are being controlled in the RAM portfolio and restructured portfolio. For September quarter, we are confident that it will be below 1.25. And capital ratios, that's what I have shared. We are comfortable with the capital ratios. Coming to the financials, that is the total income, interest income and interest expenses and NII, that is almost June 21, 2127. Now it is at 2142. Only a small 0.71 growth is there. You are aware that interest income from the, you know, from the treasury coupon interest also come down, and that is the effect here. And provisions, if you come to the slide number 29, NPA provisions, here you can see very well that 959, that is the net additional NPA provision we did, and 826 crores was the provision write back that was there, but we never utilized it. We have pumped in again to strengthen our balance sheet, so that the balance sheet, you know, even for the September, whatever the things that are required to be done, we have front-loaded those provisions. That's why we have not used this 826 crores of write-back in our provisions for any for other requirements. So this gives you a fair idea how this balance sheet is strengthened for the future, and our philosophy of you know, balanced approach with controlled growth that we are going to achieve in the quarters ahead. And regarding the indicators, cost of deposit is 3.85, and then yield on investments is 6.13, cost of funds 3.90, yield on funds 7.44, and NIM is at 2.88, and return on assets has inched up to 0.27, and ROE is also gone up to 0.98. And book value per share is 27.71. Credit cost is at 2.07. This is the precise reason how these provisions were built. Even though my slippage is less, but provisions are built up. That's why credit cost appears to be high. By going forward, this will be, you know, moderated. And coming to the investment book, this is one of the portfolio which was managed really well in the bank. Even if you compare with the other peer banks, you will feel the difference how investment book is maintained at our end, because we have a portfolio of 1,41,000 crores. Now my ED, Mr. Vivek Wahi, he will explain you about the investment portfolio. Yes?
Yes, sir. Sir, investment portfolio has shown a good improvement over last year and year, as well as quarter and quarter also. Our modified duration has been only on SLR book, the modified duration is 1.29, which was 1.31 in March. And our PV01 on SLR portion is 3.03, which was 4.30 in March, and which was in June 21, it was 6.79. So there has been a very good improvement in these numbers as far as treasury is concerned. Sir, overall provisioning is also very little. In SLR book as well as in our non-SLR corporate bond book, the provisioning is less than what was in March. It was only a little bit provisioning more on the equity portfolio and SLR portfolio. We have done a very nominal additional provision of around 125 crores. So this is a good number, sir, as compared to peer banks.
And sir, further to add, in from our subsidiaries, Can Bank Home Finance and Can Bank Financial Services, both are in profit mode, and including my RRB, and all my subsidiaries and RRBs are doing well. And as far as the Can Bank Home Finance is concerned, now we are revamping the entire Can Bank Home Finance. Now its headquarters from Bhopal, we have shifted to the Mumbai, and a lot of work is being done, and we expect a lot of value addition from my NBFC. This is from our side, and if any specifics or any clarifications are required, it's welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star one now. We have a first question from the lineup, Ashok Ajmera with Adcon Global. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Good afternoon.
Rao Saab and all the EDs, sir. Comparatively, of course, a good result, bearing that there is the net profit has come down as compared to the March quarter. What I see, sir, here is one expenditure item on the employees. So, will you comment that why the employees' cost has increased so much as compared to the March quarter, sir?
Yeah.
Ajmera, sir.
Yes, sir.
In March, if we see, there was a reduction in employee cost because of the reversal in the actuarial valuation for the terminal benefits. If we compare June to June, my employee cost is almost the same. There is no increase in the employee cost. It is only because we got a reversal of around 680 crores in the terminal benefits in the actuary valuation. That is why March was an outlier quarter, we can say.
So, which means that on an annualized basis, we can say that the employee cost will be 4,400 or 4,500 crore as compared to 3,900 crore in the last whole year, isn't it? So, 4,500 crore increase in the whole year.
Right. We can say that whatever is the employee cost during this quarter, it will be four times during the financial year. Again, the same thing, the actuarial valuations, if they come in March that we are eligible for some reversal, then to that extent, the employee cost will again come down.
Okay, sir. My compliments to Vaisar for investment portfolio. It has really been handled very well because we are seeing a lot of pressure in the investment portfolio. Even Bank of Maharashtra has come out with the result. It was the first bank where also there was a pressure, whereas you have given, if you see the segment-wise income, the 540 crore from the treasury income as compared to 393 crore in the last quarter. So, sir, going forward, how are we placed, sir? Your modified duration is, of course, 1.29 in SLR, but there can be losses in the AFS and other portfolio which you are holding. Secondly, you provided something in the equity also. So going forward for the next three quarters or maybe one or two quarters, what do you see, sir? How do you see the future from the investment income point of view or the total treasury operations point of view, sir?
Now 10-year is hovering around 738 or 740 levels. So it is expected that the yield should not be crossing 8 in this financial year. For up to March 23, we do not expect the yield to go beyond 8, because last time also when the 10-year in 2018, it reached briefly touched 8 point something levels for a couple of days. So it again went back below 8. So even if it goes up to 8, so that means another 60 basis point hit. So 60 basis point in terms of our portfolio, if we could really say, it will not be more than max more than around 150 to 200 crore. So our investment size, that can be surely taken care of by our interest income, by our yields. So we do not really foresee any major hiccups in our investment book going forward. Of course, we do not predict, we do not have a view beyond 8%, which is unlikely to go. So that is the reason, sir. We are not growing our book in a big way in non-SLR, only for this purpose that it is a rising yield scenario. So once the yields touch around 770-75 level, then we will look to invest something in non-SLR also. So that is the thing, sir. That is the way forward.
Okay. And the trading profit also will offset some of the losses, I believe.
Yes, sir. Definitely trading profit will not be much in next 2 to 3 quarters. But, of course, we expect that to be compensated by our interest income.
Okay. Sir, on the recovery front, on the slippage front, you said that the three major accounts, including Bajaj Hindustan, the slippages were 1.29%. But sir, again, I think Puri sir, going forward, what do you see the similar kind of accounts are going to come in the future, or what is our total slippage target for the whole year, as well as the recovery from the return of accounts, and coupled with that, the NARCL now I think should materialize in this quarter. So can you comment on all these three points connected with the recovery and asset quality, sir?
So I will only add what our MD sir has told, that my RAM portfolio, it will not be more than 1,500 to 1,800 slippages total during the year. And most of the accounts like Future and Bajaj Hindustan that have already been provided up to some extent, or rather I can say up to the maximum extent. And as far as other accounts, I don't see any slippage. You can see that my SMA-2 in corporate is only 100 crore. And SMA-0 and 1 I am placed in a very comfortable way. So that way, our slippage will not be much, and recovery will be more than the slippage. That I can assure.
Now coming to this, my last question in this round, one is that that RBI PCA regime, I think for last 2 quarters we have been hoping that you will come out of that, and you know, it will definitely help in performing better. So is there any development on that? And secondly, on the CRAR of 13.33%, are we comfortable for our future growth, credit growth, and what are our plans on that, sir?
Sir, as far as this PCA is concerned, already we made our representation to the RBI, and we believe that it is under process now, because all the benchmarks we are satisfying for the past 5 quarters. Today also we are mailing one more after this results, you know. So that will give much more comfort to the RBI regarding the sustainable performance of the bank. So that will be the major, parameter that they may take into account, sustainability part. And coming to the...
As far as CRI and credit growth is concerned, at least for this year, we do not envisage any reason, because we have still surplus liquidity of around 40,000 crore. Going forward, when PCA is removed and we may be needing growth capital, we will definitely be exploring... market for these things, okay. But that will be only done only after when PCA is lifted.
Some of these targets are the cost to income ratio or the credit cost, which is credit cost is 2.07, maybe because of the higher provisioning in this quarter, and also about the credit growth and business growth, some targets for this current year, 22-23.
Right, 22-23, the guidance what we have given, you know, around 10-12% advances growth, and that is already demonstrated for the June quarter. We are 11% growth was there. So regarding growth part, that's what I say, you know, it's a very balanced approach we are adopting. Even in the RAM also, I told you, 65-35, and then even within that 65, there is a percentage allocation is there for agriculture, retail, and MSME. So in the balanced growth approach, we don't foresee any type of issue.
And the credit cost, sir, target for 22-23?
That we have given 1.5 in the previous 1.5 we have given, that we maintain, but our floor level is something below that. At the end of the year we will be reaching, we are confident.
And sir, last question is on co-lending, sir. You are very bullish on co-lending, and you said 2,342 crore portfolio. what is our basically the spread over the normal lending through this co-lending, co-lending business, and how is our experience so far? Because this entire business has been grown in only in this last two quarters major. So would you like to comment something on that, and what are your targets for co-lending for 22-23? Maybe I think last time we were discussing about 5,000 crore or something.
Yeah. See, we have internal target of much more than what we have discussed earlier. This 10,000 crores is the one limit. 5,000 we would like to reach by December. As far as the quality part is concerned, just I would like to share with you, till now we have not have any account in SMA 1 and 2, till now. Whatever the little accounts that come into SMA 0, again they are moving back to the standard category within 7 to 10 days. With that you can gauge into the quality part. And then, the profitability of this portfolio, whatever the net rates, what the agreed upon with each of the NBFC, that is separate for each NBFC, that as per our expectations, that yields are there in that portfolio.
You can say generally about 100-150 basis point more than the normal direct lending rate of the bank, the net yield? Yes.
Definitely, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir, for giving me the opportunity and answering all my questions so patiently and so properly. Thank you. I'll come back again if I get chance, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the lineup, Anirvan Sarkar with Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. We're not able to hear you. Please use the handset.
Is it any better now?
No, sir. We can't hear you.
Just give me a second. Is it any better now?
Yes. You know, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. Our loan book growth has been more tilted towards the corporate book, and I believe there are good corporate opportunities at the moment which we are looking to grow in. But just want to know, what does this imply for our margins going ahead, and would you like to guide towards the same? Where should we see margins, heading to in the next 1 or 2 years?
One or 2 years will be a little long to predict, but as far as our planning, for corporate side, yes, there are opportunities that are coming, and for RAM also we have. That's what I was saying, that ours is the balanced growth approach. We are not pedaling or accelerating on any of these four segments: retail, agriculture, MSME, and corporate. And we are only picking up good quality assets where that capital cost should be less for me. That's why I could able to maintain my RWA to the extent of 64%. Going forward, I don't see that we are going to maintain 64% of RWA. It may still go up to 70%, but there is a trade-off between this rated advances and yield what I am expecting. I am comfortable if I am reaching minimum, that is the floor of 2.75 NIM in my transaction.
Sure, sir. And also wanted to understand, the source of this corporate growth. So is this more of, inflation-led working capital demand, or are you seeing CAPEX slowly pick up? What's the, nature of growth that we are seeing?
Nature of growth, sir, as far as corporate side is concerned, that because of the push on the infra side, there is a demand on the infra sector, including roads and also other areas, cement like that, steel. We are very cognizant of the fact of the previous lessons and where to go and where to trade off with the quality and pricing. So very cautiously we are trading on that part.
Right. Yeah. Sure, sir. Thank you. And I will come back in the queue if I have more questions.
Thank you. We have next question To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star then one on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Amit Mishra from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead, Mr. Mishra.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Question is on PCA. Since we are in a PCA right now, so what kind of lending restrictions we have currently, and we are expecting in some growth we can see restrictions and growth. Thank you.
Yeah, some disturbance was there, but what I understand from you is what are the restrictions we have in lending because of the. There was only one aspect that was there as a restriction is not to increase the unsecured credit portfolio. Because at the, in 2017, when PCA was imposed, my unsecured portfolio was 7.3 something. That percentage, you know, we should not breach subsequently, that we are maintaining. But as per the RBI guidelines, any bank can go up to 15% of, you know, up to unsecured portfolio. So if at all, if that leverage is not there, probably we would have used some tools in a such a way that our gross NPA should have come down by using certain flexibility in the unsecured portfolio. That could not happen. We are waiting for the PCA to lift so that gross NPAs can also be, you know, brought down below the, you know, below 10%.
Question is on margin. Sir, I maybe missed. What are guidance for margin for full year?
2.75.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have next a reminder to participants. If you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Vidhi from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Ma'am, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, can you please give the breakup of slippages for the quarter?
Ma'am, in this quarter, around 2,100 crores were slipped to NPA, in which 1,020 crores is from the corporate portfolio, and 217 is from the retail, and 326 is from the agriculture, and 530 is from MSME. In percentage terms, retail 0.43. In agriculture, it is 1%. 1.8 is MSME. 2.03 is corporate. But overall, is 1.29.
Okay, okay. And sir, for the on the restructuring book, for what portion of the book has the billing started?
Yep. Please come back. What is
payment started in the restructure?
Restructured almost in all the accounts is started, ma'am. Now there is no moratorium. No account is under moratorium right now.
But I'm trying to understand majority of the book when the repayments will be seen, like from which quarter or which month the majority of the repayments will be seen, or it's already started.
No, already started. Even in that slippages, if I can drill down and give you the further breakup in agriculture. See, total 326 was slipped, you know, among that 30 is from the restructured portfolio. Likewise, in MSME, it was 230. In retail, it is 26. In all the accounts, you know, that repayment has started.
Understood. Okay, okay. And so lastly, sir, on the fees income, what engagements are we doing to ensure that, you know, we see good momentum in this line item, which can help improve our operating performance?
Madam, as far as our government business is concerned, that is one area I would like to just touch upon. If you compare with the previous June, you know, there's from 13 crores, it has gone up to 18 crores. Now, you are also aware that in five ministries, our central bank is the accredited bank. Now, we are going back to them and exploring further avenues. And in the states, you know, in Madhya Pradesh, we are the state SLBC convener. Almost in 8 of the government departments, we have placed our specially purchased and designed software for the government business. That has taken a lot of traction, and we are expecting a lot of revenues from that particular business. That is government business. And as far as our LCBGDD are concerned, the old things that were there, we are again contacting, and there is an appreciable increase in our revenue from that line item also. And as far as other fee-based income, bank assurance, yes, there is an increase. And now we will be onboarding our customers for the bank assurance on the digital mode. We are very, very particular on that aspect regarding spending resources for mobilizing the bank assurance business. We want that these particular bank assurance products should be a self-servicing one through my digital means. That's how we are progressing.
So any other further companies are we planning to onboard for the bank assurance business?
Right now it's not, madam. For the existing one only, we are again taking up, because this digital onboarding has to happen. Once that gets stabilized, then we may think of to increase the channels.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask question, please press star 1. We have next question from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're not very clearly audible. Please use the handset, sir. Thank you.
On the handset. Congratulations on a stable result, and good fortune, Mr. Wahi and team has done wonderful at the current CD ratio.
Good.
Sir,
thank you.
Sir, my question pertains to growth. Our guidance is very visible, but with our CASA almost matching advances, are we in a position to enhance our market share, specifically in the retail business, which is the priority of the current management team?
Sir, that's what I was sharing, that we will be focusing on the balanced approach in the growth. In the retail, 28% of my portfolio is in retail, and that we will continue to maintain that. And then agriculture 19%, MSME 18%, because I want to have 65-70 and 30-35 combination in my credit book. So that will be a balanced growth. It's not that we will be accelerating on certain segment like retail or MSME. It's not like that. And balanced growth we will be envisaging, and we will be ensuring that.
No, sir, my question was a little different. With 50% CASA at the size of the deposit what we have, within the cross-selling, within our banking customer needs, the housing loans, the auto loans, maybe some secured other loans, education, various other parameters, as a lot of initiatives have been taken at the bank for digitization, co-lending, various other things. Is it possible that what is visible to us in the number which are printed in the Q1, and by the year we end, we have a different picture in terms of our market share on those aspects?
Yeah, definitely, sir. Definitely market share will improve, but to what extent, we are not calculating in that way. What we are doing right now is, in my overall portfolio, is 1.94 lakh crore. Okay. Once the PCA moves happens, then I will get some flexibility on the unsecured portion, where I will be eyeing more to reduce my gross NPA so that my earning assets will move up. So in that rebalancing of the credit corporate book itself, my yield will go up. So whatever this agriculture, retail, MSME, and also CASA, which is the main strength for me, that I will be leveraging not on one level, because we have the product profitability review internally, and certain products on the retail side and certain products in the MSME and certain areas in agriculture. Like what I would like to say is, KCC we are not accelerating. We are moving more on the investment agriculture credit in processing, agri-processing and horticulture and FPOs. Yeah, in those lines we are moving.
Okay. Sir, second thing is, based on the current PCA and various other provisions, possibly you are not able to hire a lot of talent which you may be thinking for digital or retail. Is it possible that the Reserve Bank of India may permit you on that aspect?
There is no bar as far as my spending is concerned under technology upgradations are concerned. And just I would like to share with you, this year, it is a maximum recruitment that has taken place in the bank. This is around 2,600, where specialists, IT specialists, risk management, CAs, and engineers who have recruited. Why? Because on the digital onboarding, now we have embarked on the digital transformation project where already we have shortlisted. McKinsey is our partner and we will be moving ahead, and for that this entire people from the specialized category will be deployed in that particular project for our digital transformation. So as far as the spending part on the IT is concerned, there is no restriction, and as such, we do not have any resource crunch also on that.
Sir, I didn't mean on IT or resource. I'm talking from human resource because you're taking a lot of pains in last 15 months for getting central bank on par with on technology with any private or public sector bank. That's what my question is.
Yeah. That's why we are almost HR. We have recruited a lot of IT specialists now.
Okay. So this project would take what, 6 months, 12 months to see the result?
It is the 18-month what you call journey. In this 18 months, in first 3 months, you may not be seeing any visible fruits. And then what we are eyeing is 4.5 months onwards, then we will be seeing the results.
Sir, are you seeing any sensible contribution coming from the subsidies that are sent home or Central Financial Services or all the subsidiary banks?
No, Central Financial, as far as concerned, we are reworking the way, you know, how it can contribute us or how it can supplement our efforts in terms of certain outsourced activities. As far as the sent home is concerned, now it is totally, you know, revamped, and then it may take another 3 months for the, you know, for you to see the difference in their functioning and also in the numbers.
The new technology is coming. Yeah,
new technology is already put in place. I think kitna din lagega?
Agle mahine.
Theek. Next month we will be seeing that technology adaptation in the new platform.
Okay, sir. Second thing, as I sense from the marketplace, that central bank housing loans are the cheapest currently compared to your peers of any competitor. Are we seeing after this rate hike cycle which has started, that on month on month, market share or our business size on housing loans would be far better than what we were standing at?
Yeah, it's inching up. Exactly. It is moving up.
Is it possible that we see a 1,000 crore plus on a monthly basis?
Monthly 1,000, this it may be happening in October, November.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. I'll return back to the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, participants may press star then 1 on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the lineup, Ashok Ajmera with Achcon Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity for the second time. I have some question on this ARC sale and NARCL. Now, so NARCL will help in bringing the gross NP also a little bit down. So any specific numbers of the ARC sale, either in this quarter or going forward in the next 3 quarters or maybe 1 or 2 quarters, and NARCL, what is the actual now number of accounts which are identified in this 50,000 crore and how much amount finally it is going to go? On that,
sir, as far as NARCL is concerned, still it is work in progress. We are not getting any concrete accounts for references because NARCL also sends us, you know, account-wise NDA. signing. Still, it is a work in progress. We are going forward. I think if at all something materializes in this quarter, it is a great boon for the bank.
And on the ARC, other ARC sale?
Other ARC, sir, we have to evaluate in the sense just we are waiting for the, you know, some of the restrictions to go. Then we will have certain freedom to think and plan. But as such, if the way things are there as on today, if it continues, definitely we will be thinking to bring certain accounts for ARC sale.
Sir, this case of this again send back home finance. Yes, of course. In this quarter, you have shown a profit of 8.5 crore from one as compared to 1.41 in June 21, and you are saying that yes, activity is being, you know, like digitalized. And so, what will be the basically your plans for? You also have in the bank also housing loan, and this is also a housing finance company. So how are you basically strategizing so that both bank also gets benefit and your housing finance company also get the benefit, or look for the market which the bank is not there, or bank look for the, or company look forward the, for these things? Secondly, the capital and reserves, I think this is 143 to 170, the increase of 27 crores. This is all due to the profit of the last 1 year, or some capital also has been infused into it?
No. It is only for plowing back the profits. That is number one. Number two is regarding the, you know, housing portfolio of the bank and our subsidiary. Let me tell you, cake is too large. When I was in Canara Bank, this was also the repetitive question, you know, for the Canara Bank and Canfin Homes.
Canfin
cake
Homes,
is
yes.
Too large. No issues for any of us. There is no overlapping.
And a consultant and branch extension. And we operate on totally arm's length basis.
Yeah.
And the scale of operation differs. So competitiveness will be there in both?
Yeah, definitely, sir. Definitely competitiveness will be there. And I don't think we are competitor to each other. It is only the complementing certain efforts if they get some of the leads which are big enough and where they could not handle the, those things. Also, now we are putting some mechanism to refer it to the parent bank.
And sir, these associate companies, associate banks which are there, like Indo Zambia Bank, the profit for this quarter itself was 66 crores.
Yeah.
In this, and we have 20% share in it. So, whether they declare any dividend or something, or
Whatever the dividend that we have received from Indo Zambia Bank already surpassed our investment.
Okay, so it means on annualized basis, this is a bank of almost about 300 crore rupees of a profit?
Yeah. Correct.
And similarly, your other two investments are also doing well. That way in this. Now, sir, this coming back to the, you know, like there was one question already on the income side, like non-interest income increasing and third party and, you know, like on that. Can you elaborate little more that how we plan to increase our non-interest income, which is the main, you know, like it gets directly added to the bottom line of the bank. So your third party product, also that 3-in-1 account or even fees for the government business and services. So what is our actual planning on that, and how do you see, where do we stand in this current year 22-23 on that front?
See, as far as really you gave me the good lead about the 3-in-1. That 3-in-1 is almost done now, and probably on our Founders Day, you know, that is August 9th, our bank will be launching that product, 3-in-1. Entire technology integration is done, and now some of our internal staff is doing the transactions to see the stability and scalability, and that will be finally rolled out on August 9th. that will be an additional source for us to increase our fee-based income. And as I told you earlier, government business now traction has picked up, and then the separate package what we have developed for the government institutions, a lot of departments are evincing interest and we are deploying there, and it is only a matter of time to reap the benefits. And as far as bank assurance is concerned, earlier I shared with you that as a bank, I do not want to put my manpower and resources further in this channel. But definitely, as a, you know, my customers should have that opportunity to invest, but it will be purely on the digital channel. That's why we have renewed our existing contracts with our existing partners for 1 year with the condition that they will be bringing everything on the digital channel. Once that gets stabilized, then we will be in a position to scale up and also add multiple partners as per the regulatory, within the regulatory ambit.
Congratulations in advance for your August 9 Foundation Day. I hope we will be invited for that if there is any physical function.
Yeah, definitely.
My last day, sir, question is on NBFC front, sir. Okay, co-lending is okay, but for the onward lending or pool buying on that, how are you play? I mean, what are your views? I mean, on whether we can expand a little more through the NBFC onward lending business than what we have today.
Yeah, see, but here as far as the NBFC funding is concerned, for an onward lending, I am not including pool buyout or this co-lending. So only purely for NBFC funding for their on-lending programs, we have fixed an internal target of 12%. I do not want to scale up my portfolio on the NBFCs beyond 12%. So we are almost at 11.8 something. So we would like to maintain the 12%. Well, once this credit book growth, then there will be, you know, opportunity for me to add further NBFCs in my portfolio.
Okay, all right, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
We have another bank.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. And now I'd like to have the conference
you may be having Canara Bank
for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, once again, I thank all the participants for investing their time and energy in knowing our future plans. And let me assure you that the bank is well positioned. And then our way of approach is a balanced, controlled growth approach. And then this is going to yield and add value to my bank. And all the stakeholders will also be get benefited in due course. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rao sir, for giving us this opportunity to host the call and for a very detailed insight. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.